to, before we get deeper into some of this, I want to make sure that we leave time because we have a special guest this hour that we have interview with. Clay Pryor is running for the county clerk's position here in Bernalillo County of New Mexico. And Clay Pryor is the type of individual, you think of these positions, these are the most important positions in these elections. That's why it's so important when you have a good candidates at the top of your tickets, running for Senate, Congress, the presidency, governor, those big ticket items, because it inspires people to come out and vote, and they have coattails, and they bring on a lot of the lower elections. And Clay has been fighting for election integrity and fighting for the cause as long as I've known him. And I met him back in 2020 after we blew the whistle on our national nuclear laboratories. We came out when they were, after the death of George Floyd, Mike Kell and I, they started pushing these radical critical race theory trainings. We didn't know what they were called at the time, but we started pushing back internally for about 4 months, back and forth, up and down the chain of command inside of our national nuclear laboratory. And kind of telling him, hey, you know, if you want to keep teaching us, that's fine. Just let me teach a class that like corrects the record. Eventually they came back to me and said, okay, that's fine. You've been heard. Thank you for your opinion. Please sit down, shut up, get back to work. And that was clearly unacceptable to us. And so we knew that we were now morally required to move forward and expose what they had been doing and fight back in any way we can, because this isn't just some random laboratory, right? This is our national nuclear laboratory. This is part of the nation, the core of the nation's defense, our nuclear arsenal and our readiness. And they do a lot more than just nuclear, because they work inside of the national security apparatus, working on some of the most sensitive projects. So it's not exactly, you know, Apple or Google. You can't just wave your hand and say, oh, whatever, let them have it. And so we blew the whistle. We put out a video, mass emailed it, put together about an hour long video explaining everything that had been happening. And, you know, August of 2020, we mass emailed out that out to all 16,000 contacts in their email directory. And we met Clay Pryor shortly after that. And Clay is a very data-driven individual, and he understands how elections can be won and lost. And that was some of the first discussions I had with him about how we are utilizing data to get through to Americans and voters and find the right people for the right job. And most recently, I had a discussion with him at last week's event, where we were out there fighting for the nuclear family at the family event there at Calvary Church in Albuquerque. And we talked to him, and he hasn't been elected to something, but he's still fighting back. A lot of these people show up when they want to be elected, and you know, they hope you vote for them, and they talk about how much they're going to fight for you, and the minute they lose, they're off doing their own thing again, right? They're not fighting for the American people still. It's all just lip service. They just wanted the position. And so, without further ado, we are joined now by Clay Pryor, who is going to be running for, currently, he's running in the primaries for Bernalillo County Clerk. And honestly, I spoke to Clay here this past weekend. We were out at that Republican event and supporting the nuclear family. And I'm very impressed with Clay. I've met him at least one other time in the past, and we've talked over the phone a few times. And Clay has his focus in the right place. He's always data-driven. He knows what to focus on. And I got digging in, and we got talking about the election systems. And he's one of the only people that was digging out some of the issues inside of our election systems and trying to understand them. And it's fighters like him that we need inside of in our office, up in Santa Fe and here in Bernalillo County. We need more Clay Pryors. So Clay, why don't you introduce yourself to all the Freedom Families United listeners?
All right, thanks, Casey. Just a real quick comment. I really appreciate the work you did at Sandia National Labs with that whole CRT and COVID fiasco stuff going on. And I'm sorry it cost you your job, but I'm running for county clerk, as you mentioned, and as Bernalillo County Clerk, I'll work to ensure the, I like to think, utmost level of accuracy and confidence in our electrics, in our election systems and other business processes, because the county clerk is also responsible for basically document management systems, recording and filing of important documents, My decades of experience in the optimization and automation of business systems will enable me to do that. My current understanding of how tabulators are used, but more importantly, how they're regulated and how they're verified in Bernalillo County will help to ensure that we provide accurate, reliable, and transparent election results. I want to point out that there's already the opportunity for transparency because it's wide open, so anybody can get involved in monitoring these processes. There was one little component I'll mention later that was not transparent, and I was able to, well, not just me, I was able to convince other people to get involved and make that component transparent.
Yeah.
Real quick, oh, go ahead.
No, I just I agree, and you're focused on the exact right things.
Okay, well, a little background about me. My wife and I are both Albuquerque natives. We were born here, raised here, spent all but 1 year of our lives here in Albuquerque. That 1 year away was spent in Des Moines, Iowa, when I went to work for IBM after earning my MBA at UNM's Robert O. Anderson School of Management. And it was interesting because when we're in Iowa, we met person after person who knew more about New Mexico than we did. It's kind of ironic, our home state, and we knew very little of it. So when we came back after a year in Iowa, we spent a lot of time traveling through New Mexico, learning more about New Mexico, mostly northern New Mexico. So other than working for IBM, I've also worked at the Air Force Weapons Labs when it was called that while I was earning my undergraduate degree. I basically did some engineering software development there in support of some advanced laser research they were doing at the time. I don't know if anybody remembers Star Wars, but that was part of it.
Yeah.
I also worked for the for UNM, University of New Mexico, as a graduate student. I was teaching Introduction to Business Concepts to the business students, and I still have some friends from those days. I also worked for the state of New Mexico. I was the information support for both the Game and Fish Department and the Natural Resources Department. That was a great fit for me because I actually have a Bachelor's of Science degree in biology from UNM
Yeah.
with a minor in economics. And so that was an awesome fit. But
Now,
Sandia offered me, go ahead, go ahead.
no. Obviously, you we met because I blew the whistle on Sandia National Labs, and you've been doing great
Yes.
work inside that space for quite a while, in software and analytics, if I am not mistaken, correct?
Absolutely. Yes. 34 years before I retired in February of 2021. And those 34 years were spent building information systems to automate business processes, plus a few years doing some scientific tester software development. So that
Now,
is my background.
I want to emphasize here because obviously you are wildly overqualified for the Bernalillo County Clerk's position, and qualifications really are rarely the issue in politics. We've seen plenty of qualified politicians go in and wreck the country. But what impressed me is the very first time I met you, you were focused on the data. You were talking about how to suss out the data, find the correct people to be mailing to be marketing to, how to correctly manipulate the data. And the Republican Party in general was focused on elections and using this data, but they just didn't quite know how to use it. And you've carried that same type of laser focus on what is the most important over to our election systems, because just like everybody, you had a lot of questions after this last election. And when you started digging in, to me, you were digging in a much more intelligent way. So, what did you find?
Well, thank you. I want to comment on the data. When I retired from Sandia, I actually started helping the Republican Party. And again, my focus was on data, and I was supplying data to candidates. And I won't get into a lot of details, but I really did disagree with some of the strategies that the state party was essentially pushing on candidates. But that's a totally different subject. I did also have the opportunity to study the tabulators and the election systems. Basically, as you point out, or you hinted at, when I used to cast my paper ballot and drop it into the tabulator, I wasn't sure that my votes were being counted as I intended them to be. As a software developer, I know I can write code to do whatever I want, basically. So I wanted to know how we could be confident that our votes were being counted. So basically, I dug into that and I worked a lot with the current county clerk's election staff. And I found them to be very open, very honest, very willing to share. I went to the certification for the testers. And I'll be honest with you, I'm not impressed with that because I'm not saying they're doing anything wrong, but it's a limited set of data. It's a sample set of data to verify that the functionality works as intended. But if you were injecting something into those tabulators, you know, and other people know, you could set flags. You could say,
Oh,
well, if
yeah.
it's during this time period, do it right. If it's during the election time period, they go in there and manipulate the votes, you know? Or if it's a certain amount of ballots, if it's below this number, you know, do it right. When it's above this other number, then manipulate the vote, you know, however that might be accomplished, which I'm not saying it's being done or not being done in New Mexico. It seems pretty obvious that things are happening across the country, but my focus was in New Mexico and in
Yes.
particular Bernalillo County. So I'm still answering your question, but you feel free to interrupt at any time. So
No.
I went through this whole process focused on the tabulators, and I found that the post-election system check alleviates the majority of my concerns as long as it's done properly. Again, this is about counting ballots, though. So if somehow somebody managed to insert improper ballots, and let's say there was no way to detect that they were improper, I didn't really investigate that. I was just looking at this idea that the code in the tabulators could be manipulated. And so you're familiar with the concept of black box systems. We dealt with them a lot at Sandia. If
Yes.
you can't see the source code, you could develop tests to verify that the source code is doing what you would expect. And in my mind, that's what the post-election system check does, because I'll net this out very quickly at a high level. They randomly select precincts to do a 100% paper ballot manual count and then compare that to the original counts for the selected precincts across the tabulators. So this goes across all the tabulators, but for randomly selected precincts.
Yes.
That's the component that was not transparent. Everything else I thought was transparent, but what happens is they roll dice. There's seven 10-sided dice that they roll. You can see it, you can go to it,
Yes.
or you can watch it on video. And then they would enter that dice number into a computer and out pop the precinct. And I said, look, I need to see this. And it turns out the Secretary of State controlled it,
Yeah.
but they hire an independent auditor to evaluate the results and produce audit reports. That auditor was the one that controlled the program. So the state of New Mexico gave me a runaround, and I couldn't get it. But then, I don't know if I mentioned this, but the auditor actually publishes the results. So
Yeah.
this was the 2022 election that I was looking at. They published the results for the 2022 election, and it's obvious. The random dice rolls did not produce random precinct selections. So all of a sudden, bringing that to attention and yelling at people, having other people get involved and say, yep, this is not right, we finally got some interest. And it turns out there was somebody within the Republican Party who contacted the New Mexico Foundation for Open Government, who challenged the state because several IPRAs had been submitted, and the state was saying, well, we can't give it to you because the auditor has it. And then, of course, when I called the auditor, they said, well, we can't give it to you unless the Secretary of State authorizes it. So what happened when NMFOG got involved, they basically challenged the Secretary of State, saying they were not following the law when it comes to IPRA. And very
Yeah.
quickly, the New Mexico Secretary of State released the tools to me and other people.
And see, it's focus like that that we need, particularly in a position as important as clerk. It's one of those positions you don't think about a lot, but that's how this country was taken over. Those positions, one by one, being co-opted by people that weren't seeking the best interest of the nation, but were seeking their own personal gain or to push their own ideology in one way or another. Now, Clay, if somebody wants to get involved in some way or find more information about you, where would they go?
Yes, please go to Clay Prior 4, and that's FORNM.com. If you want to learn more about this election tabulator research that I did, there's a causes tab at the top of my page. Just click that. It gives you tons of background, tons of reading, tons of references, links to state law, links to New Mexico administrative code, and links to the audit results with detailed explanations.
That's Clay Pryor for NM.com. And Clay, I promise you, you've got my vote and my wife's vote, and I cannot wait for you to win and win in the general.
Thank you. And I'm going to try and do well in the popularity contest aspect of elections as well.
Well, thank you, Kate Clay. It was a pleasure talking with you.
Same here. Thank you.
Early voting is open right now, and it's more important, probably this year more than ever, that we show up to the polls, even in the primaries, because even if Trump is at the top of the ticket, there are a lot of people down the ticket that we have to make sure are on the ballot, like making sure that Clay Pryor gets on the ballot. And all the people down ballot are just as important to our community and to our state and to the future of our country.
And if you're just tuning in, you are listening to Freedom Families United. I'm Casey Peterson.
And I'm Mike Peterson.
Remember, you can listen to us right here on AM 1600 every week from 12 to 3 p.m. on Saturdays, right here in the Kiva. And if you happen to be out of town, don't worry. You can listen to us anywhere in the world online at abq.fm, rockoftalk.com.
You can watch us on your Roku TV, Amazon Fire TV, or your Apple TV. Get the app directly at rockoftalk.tv and rockoftalk.com.
If you happen to be visiting North Korea, you might have a little bit of difficulty getting us there. You might have to use a VPN if you're in North Korea, but if you can get on a VPN, yeah, just tune in there online. And don't forget to visit us over at freedomfamiliesunited.com. While you're there, sign the petition to restore parental rights in education and join Michael and I in our mission to reclaim the kids and restore American values. That's freedomfamiliesunited.com.